I would agree with you. Christ said, when I come back, will there be any faith? You always say that. You always make reference to that. You know, he's got a lot of people out there who claim to be, quote unquote, people of faith. They don't do anything about these issues. I got to admit, can I give a little confession, Joe Racinello?
Go for it.
I felt a little uneasy voting for Donald Trump in one respect. I don't like his indifference to gay marriage.
I don't like his hair.
Well,
that's the only thing I don't like.
Now, the only way, and I think it was a justification, but I think it was an appropriate justification, is that, well, his judges, okay, are going to protect our religious liberty and our conscience rights when it comes to having to participate in any way in that perversion. So I relied on him for the judges. But at the end of the day, it bothers me that Donald Trump is indifferent because, like you said, the country seems to be indifferent. They've internalized the commands of their oppressors so that they start to believe, people in the United States believe in their mind, that whole stupid statement that you hear come out of people's mouths, why can't you just let people be happy? Why can't you just let them be happy? Well, I'm not saying that they can't be happy, but no, you're not. If what you do with your sexual life makes you happy and you're doing it behind closed doors, I feel sorry for you. Okay, I pray for your soul. I pray for your conversion. But that's not what you're after. What you're after is to subordinate my rights, which are actually in the Constitution, whereas gay marriage is not. My rights, my religious rights, my right to free expression of my religion is enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And you're attempting to subordinate my rights to your rights. That's my problem with your agenda.
Joe, we'll have an underground church before. If we live to be very old, say we live into our 80s, so that's 30 years from now, we will have an underground church just like in China.
In China. China.
China.
China.
I love saying that, by the way.
Well, I think we mentioned on the Crusade Channel before during the height of COVID back in April and May. In the summer months, we had a priest who the churches were just shut down, particularly because Cardinal Tobin just rolled over and didn't fight against the fascist Phil Murphy. But we had a priest, an old priest. You talk about being old, an 83-year-old priest with a hip problem, okay, who would show up every week at the ShopRite parking lot, Eucharist in the picks, ready to hear our confessions. Pray the rosary, offer up prayers. The Eucharist was obviously already consecrated, and we would receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We were the underground church. My point, Joe, we already have experienced it, and we're going to have to experience it again.
Oh, it's going to happen. There's no question. You see, I actually think this is part of the plan where you're going to separate the sheep from the goats because it's going to be a lot harder. You're going to have to fight for your faith. You're going to have to fight for your church. You're going to have to make hard decisions that are going to require sacrifice. You're going to see colleges capitulate. You already have seen it.
Yep.
But they're going to have to either go along or shut down. We're going to lose our status as citizens. We're going to be much poorer if you choose to follow Christ. You see, it's going to be harder to be a Christian. It'll still exist because Catholicism exists in Cuba. Catholicism exists in the Soviet Union. If you read a few book, With God in Russia, it was about Walter Chizik, who was in prison. He was a Jesuit priest, a true Jesuit priest, who went to prison for 20 years in the Soviet Union. There was Catholicism going on. He celebrated masses in people's homes. He celebrated masses in prison. Why do you think God sent him there? God is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always be there, but it's going to be harder. And the sheep and the goats are going to be separated.
Were the sheep and the goats not separated in Elizabethan England? Or not Elizabethan England, England during Henry VIII? We talked about St. Thomas More a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
St. John Fisher.
Sign or die.
How many of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church caved in? Okay.
They're going to do the same thing, Joe. They're going to, all the schools are going to be forced to pay for abortifacients and contraception through their insurance plans for their employees, and if they had any stones whatsoever, you know what they'd say? We're shutting the school down. That's what Mother Angelica said.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you try to take my station from me and manipulate it, I'll blow it up. You see, but you're not going to say, you're not going to get that. Do you think that these prestigious schools, their name, they're iconic. They're, in their mind, they're above the church.
They become idols.
They are idols. Because all it's about is prestige. All it's about is going there and making money.
Right.
They're not training saints as a primary goal of the university.
Well, Joe, call it the way it is. Notre Dame is more worried about their multi-billion-dollar endowment than anything else. Bert's in the chat room. He says, where'd you guys go? Essex Catholic? No, Bert. I'm Seton Hall Prep, and Joe was QP. But I thought about going to Essex. I applied there, but and I don't even think they're around anymore. Seton Hall Prep is. QP just closed.
Yeah, we Queen of Peace, North Arlington, New Jersey, closed, sadly. Yeah.
Sorry, all you Crusaders out there. That was a little Jersey digression. But that's the thing. Joe Rasinello brings up a very good point, is that, you know, we must stand firm. We must look to St. Thomas More. We must look to St. John Fisher. We must look to all the saints who suffered, you know, St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Edith Stein. All right. They stood up for the faith in the most horrible circumstances. These people nowadays, these are pikers compared to their oppressors. Okay. Nazis and communists. But anyway, talking about religious liberty and talking about, you know, the threats that we're facing, we have some evil groups out there. I know that's going to come as a shock to all you Crusaders. There's evil organizations out there that are, and this is what bothers me, they actively attack us. They don't even veil their attacks in any way, okay? They actively attack us. And we roll over to them. We don't call them out. We don't call them haters like we should be. We don't call them dangerous and communist the way we should be. But you know who does? Bill Donahue. And that guy's got some stones.
He's out of his mind. I love him.
I remember back in the day, 20, 25 years ago when I used to see him, every time I saw him in any sort of media appearance, I'd be like, oh, this guy's the real deal.
He's got like mustard on his tie. He's sweating.
Yeah, he just got a hot dog in New York City and he's
sweating.
I tell you, one of my favorite things he ever did is, and don't leave now, Crusaders, but if you get a chance, watch his debate with Christopher Hitchens. I'm talking about...
No, Christopher!
Let me tell you, hey, Christopher, and Englishman's got to let an Irishman talk first, Christopher. It was great. You guys got to see it. But Bill Donahue was spot on. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's been pointing out anti-Catholic bigotry in America. Joe, let's start with the headline, then we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back and pick up the conversation. But like I said, there's some pretty evil groups out there, and Bill Donahue is telling us who they are.
So as Joe said, when we get back from the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the allies threatening religious liberty, particularly the American Civil Liberties Union and the Human Rights Campaign. They're not supporting human rights, by the way, so you know.
No, they're the only thing they're supporting is gay rights, okay? And again, it goes back to what we were saying. So Donahue basically is saying that the three most prominent organizations asking Biden to undo Trump's progress in protecting religious liberty, as Joe mentioned, the Center for American Progress, ACLU, and the Human Rights Campaign. And the things that, and this is what I mean, Joe Rasinello, the things that they say in public, if we said the same thing in public in defense of our position on, let's say, gay marriage or abortion, okay, then, you know, there would be something to hope for, but we cave. We cave when these people open their mouths. And that's the conversation we want to have when we come back after the break. Joe Pasillo and Joe Rasinello at the front line with Joe and Joe on the Crusade Channel. Always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com, the last live radio station standing. Give us a call at 844-527-8723. And our live chat room is abuzz right now with a lot of buzzers at crusadechannel.com/chat. And that is the only social media out there worth actually socializing in. Follow Joe and I on Facebook and YouTube at The Frontline with Joe and Joe. Like, subscribe, share, do all that fun stuff. And you can find our GoFundMe campaign on GoFundMe at The Frontline. Support The Frontline with Joe and Joe. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Cinello's choice of music always brings me back to my youth.
Oh, that's what, dude, you know what I'm thinking about?
I had this album on vinyl, by the way. I'm really dating myself.
Dude, this is like 1984.
Right, British Steel. I remember the cover of the album with the razor blade. So anyway, welcome back to the Frontline with Joe and Joe. Joe Pasillo and Joe Resinello. And we are way in the breach on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com, the last live radio station standing. Give us a call if you like at 844-527-8723. And get in the chat room, cuz. Get in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. So we ended the last segment, and we're going to break down the ACLU, the Human Rights Campaign, Center for American Progress, all of which have something, one thing more atrocious to say than the other. And thank God for Bill Donahue, because he wrote a good article on it. And we're going to also talk about an article that came out from Bill Donahue as a follow-up about the recent Supreme Court decision that slapped down disgraziad Governor Andrew Cuomo. So hit it, Joe.
So let's talk about the American Civil Liberties Union. Obviously, they're threatening religious liberty. This is what they had to say. Well, this is what Donahue had to say with regard to what they've recently come out with.